passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Life is too fast, and it's bad for our health, our relationships, our work, our communities, and our environment. That's according to Carl Honoré, author of In Praise of Slow.
The world has got stuck in fast forward, and we are now culturally obsessed with speed, with cramming more and more into less and less time. And I think for a lot of us, every moment of the day now, even away from the workplace, feels like a race against the clock. And that is taking a toll on every aspect of our lives, on our health and diet. You think of the way we eat badly because we eat in a hurry. We're stressed, people suffering from burnouts at younger and younger ages. I think it takes a toll also on the quality of our work. People make mistakes. They don't think as creatively. You just look at what's happened to the global economic financial system. I think the meltdown, a big part of that was just too much speed in the system. No one had time to lift up the bonnet of the car and look inside and see if the engine was overheating, or to lift the lid on some of these credit default swaps and derivative contracts and work out whether they actually were worth more than the paper they were written on. That the economy had become all about fast profits, fast consumption, and fast growth, and look at the sorry mess it's landed us in. I think all of this roadrunner approach to everyday life takes a toll also on our relationships. You know, we're never in the moment with people because we're always constantly in several moments at once. You know, you go to a playground, you see parents supposedly spending quality time with their kids, but they're on the phone at the same time. Or you see couples walking down the street and they're both on the phone. So I think there's a kind of strange paradox here, which is that we are living in the most wired world we ever have done. You know, supposedly we are more connected than ever before, but in a lot of ways we're more lonely, I think, because we live in our own digital bubbles. Our communication is very fragmented. And sometimes the only thing we get from our friends is a tweet, you know, and people have, you know, 392 friends on Facebook. But when was the last time they went to a park and spent an afternoon chatting with one of them face to face? So I think there is a long list of damage that this fast forward culture does. And of course, the environment, you know, just look at what this turbocharged economy does to the environment, the way we're burning up natural resources and taking a hellish toll on Mother Nature at the same time, all in the interest of what? Doing more and more faster and faster.
So what do you think the alternative is?
Well, the alternative in a word or two words anyway is slow down. You know, it's not rocket science. Things have got too fast. We've lost our reference point. We've lost our equilibrium. And I think this countercultural blast that people call the slow movement or the slow revolution is really the way forward. It's about not doing everything at a snail's pace, not doing everything as slowly as possible. I can't think of anything worse than swapping the cult of speed for the cult of slowness. You know, I love speed and I think it's great to go fast sometimes, often even. But if you're going fast all the time, then you're in trouble. And I think what slow is about doing things at the right speed. You know, sometimes fast, sometimes slow, and sometimes completely stopped and still. It's about what musicians call the tempo giusto, you know, the correct tempo, the idea that every moment, every act, every person, every place has a natural rhythm, a natural arc, a natural timeline to. And if you respect that, if you do things at the right tempo, then you'll do them better and enjoy them more. I mean, slow, in essence, I think, is about doing everything not as fast as possible, but as well as possible. You know, it's quality over quantity, which is what we all want.
And we all seem to have got into this kind of be fast thing, I think, because we feel we have so much that we have to get done. You know, you've got to do the housework, you've got to do the work, you're probably going to work long hours, you've got the kids, you know, and the list just seems to be endless. Are we going to manage to get through all this stuff that we need to get done if we're doing it a bit slower?
There are two ways to think about that. One, I think, is that we are chronically, as a culture, trying to do too much. This is the have it all generation. I mean, the world is now a smorgasbord of products to consume and buy and things to do and experiences to have, and we want to have it all. But you can't have it all. You know, it's very simple. No matter what the women's magazines tell you, you cannot have it all. You know, you end up hurrying it all. And so I think a first step for all of us now is just to look at our schedules, rank things that we're trying to squeeze into an average week in order of priority, and start cutting from the bottom. And you'd be amazed, actually, by how easy it is to cut out stuff from your schedule. So much of what fills our diaries is just clutter, you know, because we're almost afraid of empty time. We're appalled by it. We feel ashamed to slow down. We feel ashamed to do nothing. So we just fill up our time with stuff that's not that important. So I think the first way to think about how to get out of this logjam of too many things to do is just to do fewer of them, you know, prioritize. The second is another one of these paradoxes of slowing down, which is that often doing something more slowly can actually be more efficient. It can mean you get it done more quickly because you don't make mistakes. If you stop at work, for instance, and look at a problem from every angle, weigh it up, you know, pull it apart, unpack it, so that you make the best decision and get it right the first time, that in the long run will save you time. It will actually be faster than the charging in like a headless chicken, making a very quick shoot from the hip decision, a bad decision that backfires on you, you have to go back and fix it. And actually that can often end up taking longer. So there are two ways, I think, to think about this feeling of overload that we have. One is to do less, to do what's important. And the second is that actually often, although it feels very counterintuitive and very countercultural, sometimes In fact, often I think approaching something more slowly, trying to find that correct tempo, the tempo giusto, will actually save you time in the long run.
That's Carl Honoré. His book, In Praise of Slow, is published by Orion.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
PassionForFreshIdeas.com
or click through from PassionForThePlanet.com.
Find out more at PassionForThePlanet.com.